What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today we learn. This is a different podcast now.
Today we learn.
It's called Today We Learn. We pick a different topic and we learn about it. And today we're going to be learning about string theory.
String theory. It's a thing you can learn about on PBS. Next topic.
Dude, how funny would that be if we're like, today we learn, and then we just list out websites at which you could learn about it. You could try Wikipedia. You could, honestly, you could just Google it, I think, probably. And then you could find everything. I don't know.
A YouTube wormhole the other day of Vox, because all their videos are titled things like, why we say, what does okay mean? And I go, I don't know what okay means. O.K. What is that? And then I go, and then the next one's like, What's plastic? And I go, I don't know what plastic. And then I was just like, for 5 hours, just learning stuff I guess I should have learned in school. But
this is why, like, you know, when all this shit that Gen Z is making fun of millennials, man, you know what's going to happen? In like 5 or 10 years, we're all going to realize that the way that Gen Z interacts is they all just sit around sober, just completely sober. There's no TV on, nothing. And they're like, do you know what plastic is? This is what plastic is. And then they listen and they're like, I know what a tree is. Yesterday I watched this incredible graphic design package fly all around my computer screen while I was finding out about water. And I realize I'm being a real cunt to Gen Z right now.
No,
but Gen Z is being a cunt to me, man. And I'm sick of it.
It's also, there's no such, like, there's Gen Z Nazis. There's Gen Z communists. There's Gen Z rednecks, which I don't believe. But there are. All me and my friends did was drink Mountain Dew and watch like Academy Award nominees and not get laid. That's what we did.
Totally.
When we were teenagers and it was a lot of fun. And everybody go, oh, you're millennial. And I'm like, we weren't doing any of the things they said we were doing.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, it's not like I was sitting around like looking at Super Nintendo ads while trading slap bracelets and pogs all the fucking time.
Right. Which, I wasn't allowed to do any of that.
Totally. Dude, I think it's James Austin Johnson has a joke where he's like, everyone talks shit about millennials. You know who millennials are? Iraq war veterans. And I think that's like the best point I've ever heard made about, because you know who Gen Z is? They're in the army now.
Yeah, the movie. They are the movie in the army now.
They're rebooting it, starring John Hamm.
It's so funny because they always go, they make fun of like Jane Fonda or something for throwing a paint at a veteran or whatever she did. And but then it's like, what, you all day you go, our boys are over there. Don't you make a movie that's mean to our boys. And then they come home. Then we're just, as soon as they take the uniform off, we're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Stop
idiot.
Texting.
You tweeted this thing and I hate all of you now.
And then we give them vapes and then we take them back and tell them to fuck off. Well, you gave them to us. Then you're mad. You gave them to us. We didn't make these.
Man, I was in a like I was like drinking with some people the other day.
Ooh.
And I since have quit.
Oh, good. People are drinking.
Both. Sick of it. We should talk about that, by the way, how we were talking about how weird coming out of the pandemic feels. But we were cheersing. And someone was like, what should we cheers to? And then someone said, support the troops. And then we all laughed at the idea of cheersing to support the troops. And then one of the people we were cheersing with got angry that we laughed at the concept of supporting the troops. And I was just like, we're at a bar. Cheersing to supporting the troops is stupid because it doesn't support them. But they like, that's why we laughed. We didn't laugh because we have some sort of beef with, who has a beef with a troop? It's a kid who's risking his life. It's fucking, I'm impressed.
I'm blown away where I'm like, it's a cheers. It doesn't do like, there's a troop overseas, and he's like, oh no, I'm out of water in my canteen. And then you cheers and it gets like, and it fills up. Like, it doesn't do anything. It's not magic.
Helping. It's good, like,
cheers,
yeah,
bad cheers. They don't do anything.
I saw an ad that is exactly what this is. I think it was a Super Bowl ad, and it was just like, you know, a sweeping shot of the West, you know, and there's like a tumbleweed and it's real slow and you can hear the wind blowing. And then there's like a horse running, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it like opens up on like a country home, and then there's a car in the distance, and then like an old woman looks out the window and she gets excited, her eyes widen that a car is coming, and she like walks out the front door and the car pulls up, and out of the car steps a man in military fatigues and he's holding his bag, and I'm tearing up saying this, and she like runs out to hug him and he runs and hugs and they like embrace, and then it's all quiet and slow motion with this epic beautiful music, and he's like reassuring her, I'm home, mom, and I'm okay. And it says, support the troops, Miller Lite. And I was just like, what?
Miller Lite. Oh, that's fun. That's really fun.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, it would be really funny if it was Jergens lotion. Like, whoa, I guess they need it. I need it. But what,
right. Prius. Seems...
Blue Chew. Get yourself
Blue Chew. Blue Chew. Support the troops. Apple Music.
AshleyMadison.com. Yeah, wow.
Oh, man.
So funny. I just, another thing, when people get all serious, it's like, I like pretend time. Like, we're at a bar drinking beers. Like, I don't mean anything. Nothing matters. Like, come on. Like, I didn't come here to get serious. Hey, why don't we have a beer and talk about the military industrial complex? No.
I know.
We're fucking around.
Yes.
Come on. Some people don't know how to fun anymore. I think some people got real weird during lockdown. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to be. You really got to get your filter back. Remember when you used to think something and hold it in?
Yes.
You gotta get it back.
Yeah. Interacting with people is a big way to do that too.
Yeah. Interact, get out there, get that. Yeah. Dude, I'm in Portland now. Everybody's vaxxed up. It's a good feeling, man. It's fun.
Dude, I know. I'm like, we were talking about, this is what I was going to say. I'm like weird right now. I'm definitely weird. Like I was like pretty active on social media. I mean, I don't know. I guess not really, but I was like regularly posting stuff, even if I was only posting one or two things a week. And I was like working on, I don't know, it felt like I was putting out podcasts really regularly, and I've pulled back a lot, especially in the past month, and it's weird. It's like opening up feels weird. I don't even know how to describe it. I, like you were saying, somebody tweeted something like, so we had a year of lockdown and now we're like straight to the bars instead of processing it. And that's the thing. I think I've taken a crack at it's either doing work, working on a project, or like going out. And every time I do that, I have like difficulty either during it or right after. Like I get filled with anxiety or really tired, like way tired. And and it's resulted in me like not wanting to be on the internet. And, and I don't know. And like, even right now talking to you, like this is the first piece of work I've done. Cause we normally record every Monday and we like cranked out two last week or something like that. I don't really remember what we did, but it's been like a week and a half or something.
Yeah.
And, that we're recording this, and, I don't know. I'm like unplugging from the world. I don't even really know what I'm saying, except like, this is weird. It's weird.
No, right, it's now, good, right? To unplug. It's good to unplug. It's good to plug back in, just like actual plugs. It's
totally.
It's a one-to-one metaphor. It's great to get away. It's great to come back. It's like, I'm not that itching to, you know, everybody's like, I haven't seen, like, I don't want to hang out. I don't want to have 50 coffee dates with, you know, friends. 50 days in a row.
And I don't want to fight for attention at all. That's my thing now. I like really, and you know, like it's not that I don't understand, like comedians are getting out there and they're like gunning for spots and like, fuck man, I want to do stand up. I want to do stand up every day. But the, I like look at it and I imagine, competing with people for spots. And I, it makes me feel, like putting like 10 or 20 guns in my mouth. Like,
like 10 or 20.
Truly, like whole guns too.
Like, well, that's like Wile E. Coyote. Like, for some reason, he's the only person I could think of who's had 10 to 20 guns in his mouth.
And lived to tell the tale.
And he lived.
Yeah.
You could just see only his eyes for a couple seconds. But then...
People don't say this about Wile E. Coyote. Really, he's resilient. You know, he's... people don't bring him up.
Wow. And really loud blinks. I wonder where the first cartoon where you blinked and went, bing!
Wow, truly. Yeah, man. Was that a what's his name? Mel Blanc? Was it a Mel Blanc?
Probably. Invention? That sounds like him.
Yeah.
That was a genius move, the loud blink.
Mr. Toons? Mr. Looney Toons?
You know I'm a huge Jay Leno stan. He has a great old bit where he goes, everybody's like, ooh, violent movies are going to make kids shoot up. And he goes, there's nothing more violent than cartoons. Kid watches a cartoon. He's like, chop a dog in half with an axe. What do you got now? Two dogs. That's not a good lesson.
I mean, he's great at stand up. That's why he got there. Right. Yeah. My favorite joke of his is when he's publicly a millionaire. I think that's really funny. You know, owning a lot of cars, I think is
cars that cost a million apiece. Like, that's insane.
It was you, though, that said that he drives them and he I think that's cool. That's awesome. Sure.
He drives them to the store to get a pack of crackers.
It's like me. I collect, personally for me, he collects cars. I collect homies. You know what I mean? I got all the homies. And I take them out, man. I don't leave them in their little right. plastic sphere.
Yeah. I homies.
He's got Jay Leno's garage. It's going to be Dave Ross's cabinet. And it's full of homies, dude. And
hey, this homie reminded me of Chris Charpentier. So yeah. We're going to sit on the couch and look at it.
Yeah, dude. Most people would just keep that in its saran wrap, but not me, man. I take it out for a fucking spin. I'll put it in my cat's mouth, dude. I live life, you know?
Man, can you imagine being so rich a car could remind you of a person? I can't imagine. I had... Unless it's your car.
Does that
car.
Happen to Jay Leno? Does he say that on the show?
Well, Leno does, and Seinfeld, they both do that where they go, this car reminds me of Tim Allen. I'm like, how? How did a car remind you of your friend? What?
Well, it's been a lot of bad movies, and
unless it's a wild hog, it should not remind you of anything Tim Allen has done, or a sleigh.
Oh, yeah. Wow. A sleigh.
This sleigh That's really so funny. Tim Allen.
It's a sleigh with the cast of Home Improvement in it. Like, this reminds me of somebody. And I don't know who.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Man, I like, it's also funny. I don't know. I mean, the thing is that I don't expect comedians to always be funny. Live your, you know, I want people to live a life, be full, whatever. But I do kind of with, like, nobody has a funny collection. You know what I mean? What if it was Leno's toilets? And it was just like, he just had like a shitload of toilets. And he's like, it's great, man. And they all work. That's the beauty of it. They're all plugged in to the water. So whichever one I want to shit in that day is the one I shit in that day. Yeah. This, you know, this toilet is shaped like a football, you know? So sometimes I get to shit in a big football.
Remember that Lil Wayne song where he goes, I got 10 bathrooms, I can shit all day. That's one of the lyrics. Ben Palmer, super funny comedian. He had a bit, and he has that like Stephen Wright type delivery where he's like, I got one bathroom. And I can shit all day.
Wow. That's so funny. Damn, that's really funny.
I think about all the time. I can chill.
Well, it's also such a funny brag. Dude, that's one of the beauties of, like, you know, hip hop rapping involves, like, so, I mean, there's people write, every rapper writes so much wordplay. And
it's crazy.
It, like, throughout their lifetime, like, the amount of couplets they have to put together, it's just, like, so much, right? And I think as a result of, like, trying to be creative, there's just these combination of words that otherwise would never, like, I used to have a bit about this. There's an ODB song where he literally goes, I had this hottie named Janine and she lived out in Queens. She had a body kind of like a horse, if you know what I mean. And it's like, nah, dude, I do not know what you mean.
No, how could I know what you mean?
Why?
You have a huge penis and a split hoof.
Yeah, totally. I'm not going to do the bit. I had like a whole bit trying to guess what he means.
I guess that means she's got a big ass, but what?
I think it means like, thick, like thick muscly legs.
Thighs.
Yeah, right.
There's just so many easier ways to say. I'll just say I knew this girl in Queen. She had thick, muscular thighs and a big ass.
Yeah.
And like, now you know what I mean.
Dude, there's no having a body kind of like a horse.
Right.
It's like you're a horse or not. I feel, and I feel like horses would agree.
Well, he is old Dirty Bastard.
Right.
Anybody's going to just,
and he also went by Baby Jesus. So like,
really?
Oh yeah. That's dude.
A better name.
He's also like the funniest, best rapper fucking of all time, dude. He was great.
There's that when I was in Toronto with our buddy Adam, and there's one comic, I can't remember his name, but he had a great bit where he's like, old Dirty Bastard. He's like, I imagine coming up with three horrible names for yourself. It's like every one of those words is bad. Old Dirty Bastard.
Wow.
Like,
funny.
Like, why would you? Like, it could have just been Bastard. It could have been Dirty Bastard, but it's just like, dude, old. young Dirty Bastard. Like,
big piece of shit. Hey, what's up? I'm Method Man. That's the RZA.
And that's old.
My friend's a piece of shit. That's a really good rap name, dude.
I know.
Hey, what's up? This is I'm the big piece of shit.
I think piece of shit is one of the funniest phrases in all of cursing. I love
it. So fun. It's good. It's like, it's not even like a, it's like a, it's great because it's not even like a grandiose one.
Yeah.
It's like how it means something sort of innocuous when it comes down to it. Like, no one wants to be shit.
Right.
Like a piece of shit.
You're
like
piece of shit.
You piece of shit. Oh. It sounds so bad too.
You piece of well, cause when you run into a piece of shit, something is raw. So the shit goes in the toilet only. But when there's you'll get a piece of it on your shoe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll find a piece and you'll be like, oh, is that a piece of shit? It ruins you. You're so mad at a piece of shit.
Right.
Cause you thought it was gone, but it's just like, oh, it's annoying. And it's unbearable. And, I love it. My favorite time to use it is when I see a good friend of mine walking around. Look at this piece of shit. Hey, oh, it's my favorite. Shit.
Yeah, totally.
Let this piece of shit in. Oh, I love to. I love
we should, we should open a comedy club called Pieces of Shit. Like, I mean, there's
pieces
so
pieces of shit.
We buy a funny bone just somewhere. Wichita. We'll buy the Wichita loony bin and change it to the pieces of shit. And see if people still come. I feel like they would.
I mean, it's almost, I think it's going to get to that. Like, it's all like Idiocracy. Like, in 10 years, there will be a pieces of shit comedy tour. Where they're
100%.
Whatever happened to being a piece of shit? Now you got to be a good dude. Fuck that.
That's so funny, dude. That's a good joke. And it's true. That, like, actually is a movement.
Yeah.
That like is people that we've like seen that they're like, wait, these people are saying you got to be good. I don't think so. They said good. And because I refuse to ever agree, I will be bad on purpose. I'm aware of what good is, and I'm going to be bad in order to be a little fucking baby.
I do agree. It says I'll do a little pushback with the I think I should be allowed to be lazy and a coward. I think that's one of the best things about being American. So I'm going to reserve that right.
Yeah. Being told what to do fucking sucks, and everybody, you don't want to conform. It's not that. And also some edge, some being a piece of shit we're all afforded, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you know, I think it's good. And I think all bad people are good. That's how I'm going to say that. That's how I feel now.
I do think it's funny. Like a lot of some people our age are so into just you got to solve every problem and do every you can never do. There's like no moderation, even with slight like where they're like, I had a taco today. I'm a piece of shit. And I'm like, what? How is you can't come on. You're allowed to have a taco. It's like, like you have to.
Yeah. How funny. You can't do
anything slightly. You deserve.
Well, I've been on a diet for 37 years, but today I had a jelly bean. And so I must end my life. It was a high sugar jelly bean. It wasn't even one of those ones that tastes like mustard from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah. Like have some fun. You can't, people feel guilt for any slight amount of I watch TV all day. And I'm like, sometimes that's what you should do with a day.
You know, I read this cool fucking article at some point. I don't remember. It was like this. It was an article about like losing weight or something. Mm-hmm. And it was years ago that I read it. I don't remember what it was, but it was like from a wellness perspective. And I was like trying to figure out how to lose weight. And it was like all these ways to cut whatever. And then at the end it said, but here's the thing. You're also going to gain a lot of weight if you're unhappy. It's just like how your body works and how you react to it. So keep all these things in mind, but also give yourself tiny happinesses throughout the day. Yes. So yes, cut chocolate out of your diet. But if you love chocolate and it actually makes you feel good, you need to live a life in which you don't eat a lot of chocolate because that'll kill you and you'll get fat and you'll look bad and that'll make you unhappy. But if one peanut butter cup makes you filled with joy, just do it.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's dope. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Because what are you trying to live all along for if you never do anything you like? That's right. What life is for. You can't. I mean, there, Jake you have Weissman, to have some moderation. Dude,
but, Jake Weissman had this great joke and I've made like, well, anyway, his jokes are all great and so dark and doesn't do stand up anymore, which is insane. But I know, anyway, it's crazy. But the joke is I've lived with depression my whole life. But the lucky thing is, you know, if you work out every day and you make sure to get enough sleep and you have a good diet and you maintain good relationships and you don't drink and you don't smoke weed, and you go to therapy and you take depression medication, you can be happy. And that is why I'm going to kill myself. And because I hate all that stuff. Now, obviously, please listening, if you're listening, I've made like four suicide jokes so far. I'm sorry if that's, boy, that's if, funny. If you're in a rough place. Don't let it take
it
you
is
to
like
a dark
absurd,
place.
It is absurd the amount of things that you need to do like physically and mentally, like where you budget the time and you go, okay, I need, then scientists go, turns out 9 hours of sleep is better than eight. And I'm like, I fucking knew that. I knew that. We all knew that.
Totally.
And it's like 9 hours of sleep. I got to meditate for 40 minutes a day, stretch. Yeah. I got to cook, home cook spinach things and then eat slow. It's better to eat slow. Oh, right. Great. And then it's an insane of like who could possibly do this? And in a day, each day?
Totally. Yeah. You want me to also, I'm supposed to drink 8 glasses of water a day, right. Which takes like 3 hours to do total.
Oh my God. I know.
It's so much water. It's like a tanker full of water. It's like an oil tanker full of water every day. So it's sort of like spend at least 1/6 of your day brushing your teeth, drinking water, doing dishes, and then a third of your day sleeping, and now I have to work, and you want me to have friends? How is this possible? I can't do this. You want me to work out, have a job, have friends, also have a girlfriend, and have kids one day?
Crazy.
And clean my apartment?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And then some people be like, hey, where you been, stranger? And I'm like, I got to eat every day. I got to eat every day.
I've been drinking water. I've been
shitting all day.
If you want to come over and talk to me while I'm chugging fucking water, because apparently I have to drink.
No one wants to do that.
No one. Like,
let's grab a water sometime. You want to drink a gallon of water with me?
No, I want to drink the opposite of that. I want to drink so much beer. I don't know where I am.
Yeah,
because life sucks ass. Suck. I hate it.
But beer is good. Beer is good.
Highlight. I must be low because I am making a lot of suicide jokes. I am.
Oh, let's have a beer.
Nah. Let's end. Okay, I'm done. I just feel like making suicide jokes is a thing. Like
it is funny.
Do it. It's funny. And if you're in a dark place, you get it. But then there's a tipping point where I start to feel bad. So
look,
you're listening. I love you. Be safe. Be
welcome to what's it called? Don't walk into the ocean. That's my favorite one to say.
We need you here. We love you. So you can't leave.
You're the best audience there's ever been.
We just need you. So you have to stay with us. Yeah. Welcome to what's it called? That's Caleb Sinan right there.
That's me, Caleb Sinan.
I'm Dave Ross right here.
Oh, yeah. We're naming shit every day.
We fucking name stuff, dude.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so fun. It's the most fun, dude. Oh, here's some incredible news. Starting next week, Caleb and I are all in person, bruh.
That's right, bruh.
I'm traveling a lot of July, so we might have to, do one or two remotely, but I think not. We're going to record three episodes next week. We're going to try. We want this shit to be in person, bro. Because here's the thing. This is fun, but fuck. Person. You can't beat hanging.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it. It's so fun to be around people. Yeah. We're going to chug beer. We're going to drink a gallon of water. We're going to do push-ups. He'll do push-ups on my back. I'll do push-ups on his back.
Yeah.
We're going to
kiss each other right on the O-ring. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's right. I don't know what O-ring is.
It's the butthole, dude. Come on, man.
Oh, I thought it was a form of birth control.
No, the O-ring. It's the thing that keeps your butt together, dude. It's the muscle that makes it so you can control your own shit. Think about this.
Strong muscle.
Picture it. Picture an O-ring. Think about it. Don't puke. Keep thinking. Imagine Joe Biden's O-ring. What does that look like?
Oh, wow. It's probably a cool dude. Me and Troy talked about this for like an hour last night after our show. We were just like, do you think he's still getting laid? Like, do you think important to him? He's like 80 years old. And Troy was like, look at him. You don't think there's a way he's figuring it out? He's got to be figuring it out.
Yeah.
It's just weird to think about. Like, he's so old.
I think he has sex with Barack Obama. That's what I think. I think that's how their relationship started, dude. What else would a vice president do?
They don't have many official duties, from what I've heard. They just kind of hang out.
You pick him for their O-ring, dude. Damn, it's gross.
O-ring.
Hey, email us.
Yes.
What the hell is it called at gmail.com. If
please,
you
love
any
it.
Ideas for the show, we love to hear from you. And if you have anything in your life you want renamed or ideas for famous shit for us to rename, here's a new one. Email us if you have desires for guests on the show. We're going to start having
We're going to have guests or friends and colleagues.
Yeah.
We're going to try and get the Pope on here. I think he would love it.
Yeah, totally, dude. We're going to rename the Pope. And we're going to rename the Pope Lori Kilmartin.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, Dave.
That's not what I thought I was going to say, man. That is not what I thought I was going to say.
The Pope is now Lori Kilmartin.
I want to start having like bands and shit on and have people rename stuff of people's. Like I'm wearing this hat for my friend's band, Pup. I would love to have Pup on and rename their band. Yeah, dude, get him in. We got to go to Toronto first.
Hell yeah. Oh,
and we were talking about, Caleb texted me one of the coolest texts I've ever gotten. Hey man, when shit opens back up, should we do a West Coast tour?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, I think we fucking should.
I can't wait, man.
Man,
we're going to tear shit up.
We'll go to Santa Cruz. Then we'll go to Vancouver. Then we'll come home. That's it.
Short tour.
But like a lot of drive. It's like 2 16-hour drives and then 1 32-hour
drive. We mostly want to drive more than we want to do the shows. We just want to drive and listen to our podcast.
Whole 2 week tour in a smart car. No bags, no hotels, sleeping, sitting up. Just a nightmare.
Dude, it's back. Comedy's back, baby.
Yeah, dude. Back in my day, I had to do an entire tour in a radio flyer. Yeah, that's right. I slept in a toy wagon and I did stand up at 5 a.m. at laundromats.
My merch for my first 10 years was sticks with bandanas tied around. And I sold them to other vagabonds who were traveling. They needed sticks and bandanas.
Wow. I was a vagabond comedian, performed exclusively for other vagabonds.
That's right.
They would, I would just find your general, highway overpass or anywhere where there was a gathering of rusty barrels, and I would start a little fire without having a permit, and then I would invite other people who did not have anywhere to live.
Hey, my good man, might I interest you in a top hat with the top part is curled up like a soup can? Would you like one of these? Soup can turned up, top hat, fingerless gloves that didn't used to be, and you can warm your hands.
Who's my audience? Oh, my audience, generally my fans are characters, extras in Dickens novels, things like that. just sort of the most cartoonish idea of a person who doesn't have a house.
Just because you're a Dickens vagabond doesn't mean you can't still wear a three-piece suit. You became a vagabond, and 30 minutes before that, you were trading on Wall Street. You still have a bow tie.
That's the thing. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps, and now I'm fucking J.P. Morgan. I'm my own reference. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Not only 2 years ago did I wear boots that the front of them had a little flap, so it looked like it was like a talking shoe. That was my shoes, you know? Then before you know it, I'm doing stand-up under highways. Now I own every railroad. This is how I feel about every Republican. Shut up, you fucking
idiot. I also love we never attempted to do still a New Jersey accent for the Dickens. We just like that accent a lot.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? My name is Pizza Spaghetti. I tour old rusted out factories, and I perform for people that are covered in raggedy sashes. That's right. My opener is a small boy wearing a burlap sack for a shirt.
I wonder, like, when you finally get to where you're wearing a barrel. You're wearing the barrel? Wow.
Yeah.
A long day. Poor guy.
That's a tough. Yeah, dude.
Imagine, shirt is a car now. It's a small car.
That's also exactly what I think of when I think of shitheads telling people, like, you know, whatever. Well, we should have welfare because people should do it themselves. Imagine looking someone in the eye who's wearing a barrel and be like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Pull yourself up by your barrel thing.
Figure it out, barrel man.
Oh, man. So much fun.
Boy.
Oh, man. Those were just the announcements. See how funny our announcements were? Come see Dave at the Barrel Factory. He's going to be touring Liverpool, the Liverpool comedy.
That's right. That's right. I'm doing the Liverpool Comedy Festival. It doesn't pay. They're not flying me there. No one's booked but me, and it doesn't exist. But I'll be in Liverpool squatting in a home filled with spiders. And if you come there, I will sell you something I own.
I can't believe they named a town Liverpool. Doesn't that sound like a joke about British people? Like,
wow, that's a really...
Liverpool! Let's name it Liverpool. Ugh, that's the grossest shit. Liverpool?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Ew, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Welcome to Snog Pocket. It's the it's a town ruled by a little... by a gecko is our man in Snog Pocket.
Wow, that's fucking...
Like, did anyone want to name it good? Sounds like we named every town in London.
Yeah. Hey. Totally. I was like, I mean, we can't be by it. Like, it's like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from a little town called What? What? Fishy chips. Wow, you don't even have a thick accent. No, I don't, but I am from Fishy Chips.
Oh, man.
Man. Jeez. So I'm, man, I'm going to be at the fucking Hideout in Boston.
Yes.
July 2nd and 3rd.
What a great club. Check them out at the White Bull. I was there. It was so fun. Come on out, Boston heads.
It's info, tickets, links to my shows are up on my website now, DaveToTheRoss.com. What else do I got? I got a show in Pensacola at the end of July. I have booked a thing in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, which is one of my favorite places to go through. But things are weird now, and that's like a little tentative. It's on my website, but we're figuring it out, so may or may not. And here's the thing. I'm like also, like I said at the beginning of the episode, I'm like, I need some process time. I'm learning. Right, I got to take it slow. And so I'm taking everything slow. So I hope you give us a minute. I want a tour, but I'm just going to be coming back here and there where I can. Cause I am honestly, I don't know if you can tell, I'm speaking slower this week. I'm like,
it's good to talk slow.
Dude, I need some, this segue time back to normal is actually tough. And no one's fucking saying that. It's hard.
It sucks. I hate being busy. I got so used to doing one thing a day. I can't get back to like,
Doing two things a day is garbage.
Oh, it's horrible. It's really a nightmare. Like I'm in the like summer, like when we were in school and it was like at a summer day, you would go to the pool and that was it.
Right.
That was your day. It was the pool. And you'd eat pizza and then you go to sleep.
My friend Justin said something really fucking poignant about it too, that I like have been thinking about a lot. I was like having one of those stressful days and like really, I had a breakdown one of the days. I really did where I had to cancel everything. And I was just like upset and I had to like sleep and drink water and just like, it was weird, man. Like psychologically, I got really affected by it. And so I was talking to my friend Justin about that and he goes, oh yeah, dude. Like, we all had this year of perspective and we saw what the issues were and now we're just going back. He was like, and he said this thing that I had never thought about, but was totally true. He was like, you know how, like when you were a kid, you'd have like a bully and then summer would come and you'd have summer and it would be great. It would be incredible because you chose everything you did. And then you go back to school so excited because life is so good. And the first day you're like, yeah, the bully goes to the same school still. Right. And that's like psychologically.
And what did he do all summer? Was the bully just like looking out his window? Like, I don't get to bully until September.
I'm sure he just like bullied his family or whatever, or got bullied or whatever, you know?
Right. Probably experienced a horrible nightmare at home.
Totally.
Day in and day out and then took it out on you. But it is so funny to think about like the bully, like a bully sitting there, like with his little planner and he's like, setting out his outfit on the first day of school, like, oh man, I can't wait to throw Dave in the trash. I'm gonna wear this.
And it's like a Big Johnson t-shirt, and I got a brand new Big Johnson shirt. It says, it's for the Big Johnson Auto Body Shop. And it says, my car has a huge dick.
That should be our merch. My car has a huge dick.
That's true. We still need to just make a hat that says beer. I think that's so funny.
Beer. We need to start selling a competitor to Truck Nuts. That's like a truck puss.
Dude, I've always wanted to sell like a metal pussy to put on the back of a hatchback. I have a hatchback. I would love a big fucking metal pussy to put
on. That's really funny. That's so funny, man.
Yeah.
That's totally. Not bad merch ideas. So check it out. We're gonna email us with your merch ideas if you want a big metal pussy.
Or let what about know. What, dude? What if we have a hat with we get a chin embroidered on it, okay?
Yeah.
And then when you see a truck with Truck Nuts, you can go lay underneath it and it can teabag your hat. is that gross? It made me feel bad saying it.
No, I liked it a lot. I mean, we're having a good time, Dave.
Interesting. interesting. We're having fun.
All these ideas are not bad.
Okay. Good. Okay, well,
you can see me at the Rec Room in Huntington Beach on July 2nd. I'll be at the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville on July 27th. I'll be at the Flicker Theater in Athens on July 29th. And that's all I got for right now. But hey,
Rec Room is back.
Hell yeah, it is. It is.
Are you doing a headlining set?
I don't think so. I'm just going to be there. So come see me. I'll be there. I don't think I'm headlining. I might be. I really got to look at better at messages I get. But come on out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be the best. It's going to be what's it called? Summer. The summer of Dave and Caleb.
Dude. Yeah. When would you want to do some other shit in California? Should we fucking September, October kind of thing?
I think that's great. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, let's take a crack at that.
Hell yeah. And we'll see me and Dave around in September, somewhere. October.
So we'll be somewhere.
Keep your eyes peeled. We'll be around.
Dude, we're renaming Sleep. Wait, one more thing. Our Patreon. We do bonus episodes.
Yeah, we got a shout out.
Every week. Every week we have bonus episodes.
That's right. And they're even better than these. You think these are good? These fucking suck compared to the Patreons.
Wow. That's so funny. This show sucks. I agree with Caleb. This is bad.
This is not good.
No, come on.
This is the best podcast in the world.
Truly. But yeah, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/what's it called. If you would like bonus episodes, there are audio bonus episodes and video bonus episodes. And our Patreon podcast is called What's In There?
It used to be Butts It Called. Now it's What's In There. We're finding out what's inside shit.
Yeah, we just take, stuff. We just, something famous, and we guess what's in there. The first one was the briefcase in Pulp Fiction, and the second one was the pyramids. It's been fun, man. It's
a lot of fun.
God, this is the dumbest. Richard Karn's pockets. Dude, this is the dumbest shit of all time. But anyway, you sign up for our Patreon. You get a shout out on the show, no matter how much you sign up for. And this week, I am so excited to shout out Taylor Darcy.
Taylor Darcy. That sounds like a very British name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Taylor Darcy.
Shout out to Ario Lynch.
Ario Lynch. That's a great name.
Shout out to Adam Greengard. Welcome to our
Patreon. Names all sound like name. Like if you wrote a book and you had to think of your character names, these are all so good. Adam Greengard. Wow.
Shout out to Jenna. Just Jenna. What's up, Jenna?
Jenna.
And here, this person I am aware of from responding to our stuff. The reason I'm giving all of this lead up is that you're also going to love their name. It's such a cool name. Shout out to Margalo Mulaney.
Margalo Mulaney?
Or Margalo. I'm so sorry. I'm so bad with names, but I think you're the only Margalo I know.
Never heard of Margalo, but that's my new favorite name. I love
Ario
it.
Ario too.
Ario and Margalo.
Yeah.
Wow. Truly incredible Patreon heads. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining. Yeah, so let's fucking, yeah, if you want more of us, patreon.com/what's it called. And this week we're renaming Sleep, dude.
Hell yeah, we are. We have, I sent Dave like a list of like 30 things I thought would be fun to rename. And for some, Sleep is so funny because it does need, it's really bearing the lead, Sleep. You know, it's just like, oh yeah, lay down. It's like so much is happening.
yeah, that's true.
It's such a crazy thing that we all do every day and it makes no sense. And we had a great few in the text, like when we were texting about it.
Yeah.
You said fake death.
Oh, yeah. I wrote mine down. Dude, this is my I think we're going to start doing this. We have always like gone off the top of the dome. This is the first one where we came prepared, y'all. That's look at right. us.
We're professionals.
This is my favorite one. I think we should rename Sleep to Laying Down Remix. Oh man, I'm excited for myself. I feel good.
Laying Down Remix, and it's you know, it's a DJ Khaled is involved when you're asleep. He's just hyping you up.
What are some of the ones you had?
I want to shout out another one of yours, Dream Theater. I really liked. I gotta go take a Dream Theater.
I think my favorite one I came up with is Suicide Kinda. Because it is, you know, you know, it's sort of like death, and then, you know, you're right. You're shutting off.
It has my love for sleep has diminished my fear of death a lot because I really do like the simplicity of sleep. Totally. A few of the ones I wrote down in preparation was Erection Class.
Oh yeah,
because for some reason
you get a boner when you sleep.
People who got penises, their boners practice every 90 minutes for some reason. I don't know why it needs to do that while you're asleep.
Totally.
Sometimes you wake up, it's poking a hole in the bed and it feels bad.
But REM, more like BONER, you know what I mean?
I wrote down Grave Practice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, totally. I literally, you know, it's one of my favorites I wrote down. What if we just called it Nighttime?
Nighttime.
Come on, that's pretty. That's
I just like sleeping during the day so much. To me, it's not even. I've tried that Da Vinci sleep Kramer did, and it's. I love it. A bunch of little naps.
What do you mean Da Vinci sleep? What are you talking about?
Oh, it's where Kramer. He did it in Seinfeld one time. He took like a 20-minute nap every 3 hours or something instead of sleeping at night. Wow. Then eventually he starts to just fall. He starts to fall asleep like Mr. Bean in Rat Race. Uh-huh. And he falls asleep on top of a woman he's kissing and she thinks he's dead. And she throws him in the river. Tries to get rid of his body.
Man, Seinfeld fucking goddamn.
Got like my favorite Kramer line. He comes into Jerry's apartment wet. And he's like, what happened? He's like, oh, I don't know. I just woke up in the East River in a sack.
Oh, yes. I remember this episode. Yeah.
Oh, man. Did a literal spit take when he said sack. I don't spit take much. Also, this is unrelated. I'm just looking back at the text. You suggested we rename shitting Hard Piss.
Wait. Don't say any more of the shitting ones because we should rename shitting soon.
We should. It's really funny.
Oh, man. It's so funny. Let's riff out some sleep ones, too. Yeah, dude. I think fake death, suicide kind of erection class. This is all good stuff. What else happens? But you dream when you're sleeping. You dream about, I don't know, crazy I shit.
School. The ones I have the most often are
like late for a test. Are you still naked, have those
naked in public? I have all the time naked in public. I have didn't go to class all semester and it's time for the test. I have that one a bunch. I have my car doesn't work. Instead of a car I have like a moped and I'm like, I don't know how to do it. I've never had a moped. I don't know where it's coming from.
Wow.
He's falling out. So many horrible. Which ones do you have that reoccur?
So maybe we should change sleep to fear. Unadulterated fear.
Fear. Yeah.
Finally, you're afraid.
It's about half and half. I'd say half of my, some of the dreams are fun, like flying. I have the flying one a lot. I love the flying one. I'll have the I'm on TV dream or something, or like I have some good ones. Sure. But the really memorable ones are like, oh no, class, or like I'm still in school.
Yeah, I hate
the school one.
Totally. How about this? Involuntary heroin. brain heroin. Heroin time. Self overdose.
Self overdose.
Yeah, dude.
How about the part of life I like?
Wow. That's great. Yeah, what I live for. the part of life I like. Oh my God.
I love my brother when he was really, really little, like I don't know, whatever it is, when you're too young to be smart and you don't know anything. Like two, I'm guessing. Like when he would be tired, he wouldn't know what it was. He wouldn't know what was wrong. He didn't know how to fix it. And he would just be like crying and be like, I want to be flat.
Whoa. Being flat. Being flat is.
I want to be flat.
Flat under.
Is what it is. Even if I'm not asleep, I do just want to be flat. I just want to lay down.
Hey, if I don't get flat for 8 hours, I am a bitch.
You better get me flat.
Get flat. Miller Lite.
How about I have a real problem with when I'm stretching, I'll fall asleep. Like I'll like lay on my back and like stretch one of my legs, and then I'll just be asleep so fast. So we could make it like oh shit, I was just stretching. Started as yoga.
Yeah, the long stretch. How about that? The nightly stretch. An evening stretch, an evening flat.
Why don't
flat
we call stretch. It what day is it?
Oh hey, well, that doesn't need to, that's not, we don't need to be mean in here. Bringing up what a sore subject for me. Get flat is so funny. Yeah.
Shout out to Gabe Sinan. Great suggestion from when you were two.
How old is he now? Is he still two?
Yeah. It's really sad.
He's in the military, right?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you know, they need people.
They do.
They need people. Young,
you know, think about my brother, youngest captain in the history of the Army. He's 2 and a half, going on 3, so it's not crazy.
I love when people tell you what they're going on. I know what's after 2.
Dude, we should start doing that. And I mean, God, how funny would it be? How old are you? I'm 38, going on 39. To say going on 39 is really funny. I
always wanted to do a sketch for The Sound of Music where she's like, I am 16, going on 7, and the movie ends, where they're like, due to most laws, this movie is over.
Wow.
And of course, he's a Nazi, so he doesn't leave. He's like, oh.
One thing, whenever I would like to have kids at some point, I think, and I would love to have like a 1-year-old, and like, how old is your baby? 12 months. But he's an old soul. So you can date him whenever you want.
He's really mature. He's mature for 12 months. He
that was like a gross joke. Months. Totally. That was a gross joke, but it's talking about dudes who date like a 40-year-old who dates a 21-year-old, and they're like,
really mature.
Yeah.
Like, who's mature? What are you talking about?
You sure you're not immature?
But me and you are grown men. We're very immature. People still date us.
Yeah, totally.
They're adults.
My girlfriend's 98.
But she really
But seems, she's an old soul.
Yeah, she seems 240. You talk to her. Yeah. She remembers Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. She's 98, but it feels like I'm hanging out with King Tut. So, you know. She's like 7,000 years old, my girlfriend.
It'd be funny if that's what vampires do when they're dating. Well, she's 8,000, but she really seems like 8,010.
You know? Oh man, yeah. Yeah, because the vampire is 8,011. I know she's 8,000, but she's an old soul.
I wonder if they're like, he's dating a girl that's 4,000. They're like, you pedophile, dude. Yeah, 4,000, dog.
You were 4,000 years old when she was bit.
She doesn't even remember dinosaurs.
All her
or 9/11.
Wait, okay, wait. So this scenario is taking place in the year
like a million
2600. Okay. Where vampires still exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's funny. Oh, man, that riff went a weird place.
That could be a name for sleep.
Vampire time.
Vampire time.
Vampire weekend. How about that? Oh, man. Bullet with butterfly wings. How about that? Oh, man. Yeah. I think Get Flat, dude. I think it's Get Flat.
Shout out to Gabe. Gabe came up with that one.
Gabe Sinan did it, dude. Get Flat. Yeah. Getting Flat. Sleep is getting flat. That's it. That's the one.
I want to get flat.
I want to get flat, dude. Get me flat.
That's so funny. Like, you know, like really rich, fancy people would go, I'll be retiring to my quarters. It'd be so funny to just be like, I'm going to get flat.
I'm going to get flat. Too drunk, getting flat.
What's the Brian Regan award?
Totally.
Boy, get flat.
Extremely flat and incredibly flat.
I like it,
man.
That's good. Do we have any of the tweets,
dude? Every Sunday we tweet out that we're fucking renaming some shit, and what we're renaming. Either Caleb, who's at Dumb Caleb, or me at Dave to the Ross, tweeted out. Follow us if you want to see that. And if you want to participate and get your stuff read on the show, chime in, respond to the tweet.
Chime. We love it. And we get so many people getting involved. It's a lot of fun. They all make me laugh. And
I know. You guys are so much fun.
It's the best part about Twitter.
It's the only good thing that happens there. At AmSuperfly says, the time between jerking off and biscuits and gravy. And it's like, dude, I like your life. Biscuits and gravy is how you define your morning. That's wonderful.
Well, I'm going right back to sleep. If I wake up and eat biscuits and gravy, there's no way I can go do anything.
Dude, Zach Toscani told me a really fucking funny thing about him in quarantine. Speaking of that, which is like, I was telling him, he was like in quarantine for whatever reason. My schedule has just like naturally become, I go to bed real early and I wake up at like 7 a.m, which has not happened to me. I just like, keep
me neither.
I keep. Yeah. I'm like staying up past my bedtime and I'm fucking almost 40 and still doing that dumb shit. I'm trying to change it so badly, but I can't. I just keep watching movies because I want.
I know. I love it.
So I told Zach that, and I was like, oh, I wish I could do what you did. And he goes, dude, here's the crazy thing. I get up at 7, but I still do what you do. So I just wake up at 7 and then I watch Air Force One. I think that's incredible to get up early to just watch a 90s Harrison Ford movie.
I wonder if he's also like popping popcorn as the sun is rising. Like seems just going all in.
Let's damn, that's so funny. Or doing all the sleep things like smoking weed, jerking off. And it's like he just like Postmates Jack in the Box at 6:30 a.m.
Oh, man.
Yeah, these are great, man. At Jonathan B. Morse says, no, I'm not. You're crying. At Luis.com says, extremely what and incredibly whoa.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, my God. At Winslow Dumain, funny comedian and friend of the show, says, the time where I think about killing dad. Holy shit.
Oh, I love that. Man.
Repeat offender Darth Plato. Big fan, wow. Here's what happened just then. I was about to say big fan of the show, and I realized that that's weird to say about someone who isn't you. You're a big fan. That about you. But no, big friend to the show, contributes a lot. He's fucking awesome. At Darth Plato, he said 33% of a coward's life.
I love a look-alive zombie said body charging.
Yes. That's great.
Oh, I love that.
At Seth Mills, another big fan of the show. God, man, I gotta say this. I have gotten so insecure about the things I say. And I like am constantly worried that I've said something shitty towards others. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's like the world everyone yelling at each other on Twitter or something, but you saw that. I just, every time I say something that I could be construed that way, I'm like, oh no, I'm like trying to fix this.
Well, it's because you're so a nice guy, but you know, you don't need to put yourself through every time. You I don't even know when you've said something mean, really. So,
well, I don't great. Think
you shouldn't worry about it.
Man, what if I was like, oh, okay, I'm good, and then I never. That would be nice.
Then you're just Don Rickles.
I'm just the meanest. I just become Donald Trump.
Caleb said I could.
Oh, this one's good too. Also from Darth Plato, dude. Where's my Z's?
I like at Me Do Comedy said the long peekaboo.
Damn, that one's great. Yeah, that one is great. At Seth Mills, like I was saying, big fan of the show, big friend of the show, whatever, however the fuck you say that. Extremely rare and incredibly apnea. Wow.
Like, and he also Shannon said Norman at Shambone said in parentheses, dumb guy voice, turned off head.
That's great. Seth Mills also said the enemy of cocaine. Damn. That's great. Just a couple more, I think. At Weston Woe. Also, we see him in here a lot. Big friend of the show. What's up, dude? Bed laying, but not the sexy kind.
Bed laying. Yeah. Bed laying is great.
Six hours of radio static and a sore neck. Damn. Oh, man. We're all dealing with some sleep issues, I think.
Oh, I love it.
Read one more, dude, and then let's call it.
All right. I like at Fondle Punch said the place while Ralph Wiggum goes to become a Viking.
What a backstory.
I love it.
That rules.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you all so much for contributing.
Great suggestions. We love you.
So here's the thing. Generally, every Sunday, we announce on Twitter what we're renaming that week. But this coming week, we're recording three episodes. We're going to bank episodes in preparation for me being gone for a month. So we're going to be, I think, on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday, pitching three separate things. So we hope to see you next week in our Twitter.
Stay on that Twitter, look at our tweets, and please we love when you participate. It makes us very happy. So
yeah, y'all are the best. Well, fuck, dude, I think that's gonna be it for this week.
Hell yeah, we love you.
Take care of y'all's O-rings, and whoop. Yeah, that's keep the sound sleeping. Of an O-ring.
Be flat.
Yeah, make sure you figure out how to get flat better. Get flat better. Coming out of quarantine, get your ass flat better. Patreon.com/what's it called if you want bonus episodes. They come out a day before this. He's at Dumb Caleb. I'm at Dave to the Ross on Twitter. At Dave to the Ross on Instagram. At Caleb Signin on Instagram. And I think that's it, dude.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. Night.
Let's kiss.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called. What's it called? What's it called?
What's it called is produced by Hold the Phone Comedy. Holdthephone.tv. Yeah.